So the question was asked, should we gauge people based on how they interact socially? If a person is Torah observant but his social skills need improvement, if a person learns Torah, keeps Torah, but he is not the most refined individual in his interaction with his fellow men, should we view that type of person as lacking? Is the way to gauge a group of people or an individual based on their social behaviors, their derech eretz? Is that correct? So I think that there's a mistake at the core of the question that we have to be cognizant of, and that is that we have no right to gauge people. We should not be gauging people. And I understand that, in truth, the question came from a completely reverse angle. It's because we are being gauged, and we want to understand are those that are gauging us correct or incorrect. But we have to realize that our job is not to gauge. The Talmud says you're going to choose a Rebbe, you got to gauge him. Okay, so you got to gauge, is he a mensch? Does he have midos? Do you like the way he behaves, the way he interacts with people? There the Talmud said gauge him. The Talmud said you have to choose a Rebbe. So what do you know? You can't gauge his Torah knowledge yet. So you figure, let me find the Rebbe who, as far as I know, has Torah knowledge. But what can I gauge? I can gauge what kind of individual he is. That I do have to gauge. So there are times when I have to gauge. You're dating a girl, you're going to have to gauge what type of midos she has. You got to figure out what type of person she is. There are a few instances in life where you have to gauge. You're going to take a business partner, you have to gauge him. But each time, you're not really gauging the person. You're not gauging how does God view him. You're gauging how does he work for me. So I don't think our job is to gauge groups or individuals. Our job is to gauge ourselves and aspire to grow ourselves. That being said, so then let's rephrase the question. What weight should we give in our focus? What weight should we give to learning how to be socially adept, to learning how to work within society in a way that's pleasant to other people? So we find that the Torah does give this certain weight. The halacha gives weight to derecheha derchei noam. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. And this has halachic applications in many different halachot. But let's first see a few things that Chazal tell us. So Rabbi Akiva tells us, he told his students that when he was an Amaretz, he used to say, who would give me a Talmud Chacham and Eshchenu, I will bite him kachamor, like a donkey. And the rabbis asked him, why like a donkey? Oh, so he said, because some animals bite and they bite off flesh. Some animals bite and they break bones. And a donkey can bite and do both at the same time. So that's how badly I wanted to bite the rabbis. And then they asked him, why? And he said, let's see, the Gemara says in Psachim Mem Tes, Amar Rabbi Akiva, כשהייתי עם הארץ אמרתי, מי ייתן לי תלמיד חכם ואשכנו כחמור. אמרו לו תלמידיו, the student said, Rebbe, אמור ככלב. Rebbe, why don't you say you want to bite him like a dog? אמר להם, he said to them, זה נושך ושובר עצם, וזה נושך ואינו שובר עצם. A dog doesn't break bones when he bites. I wanted not only to get a piece of flesh, I wanted to break a bone. Why? Why did Rabbi Akiva want to bite Talmidei Chachamim? Because he saw their midos, and he was bothered by their midos. And Rabbi Akiva became exceptionally humble, but he saw haughtiness and those that learned Torah, and the way they spoke about or spoke to Damei Aretz. The Mishnah tells us, famous Mishnah, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, that in certain respects, you have to be a mensch in order to learn Torah. There is an aspect where a person has to be a decent person, and that precedes his Torah knowledge. And at this point, we have to pause to be continued in a few minutes.